these both of these creatures shall be complete. V'korev kodom Hashem, and offer them before Hashem. Okay, now let's see what it says over here in the parish over here on the side of the Ma'atzari. I'll enlarge it. Saf, Ayin Rashi, Shekosav, Dvarim Hanikhim Biyad, this is Rashi in Bereshis. Dvarim Hanikhim Biyad, Mitugamim, Beloshim Misaf. Udvarim Hanikhim, Behanogas, Dvarim, with words, Mitugamim, Beloshim Dvar. Okay, there are two words for take. There is to take with words, and to take physically. Vitzarachim. We have a problem. We have a question. So, the question over here is that the word we have by Eliezer. Eliezer took 10 camels. Now, there it says he took. The translation was Udivar Avda, he took. And there the Targum says that Eliezer did not physically take the animals. Eliezer had servants that accompanied him. And when it says that Eliezer, he took 10 camels, it means he gave the command. He instructed his servants that 10 camels shall be presented to Rivka and to Lavan and Besuel, to their family. It doesn't mean that he physically went to the truck and took the 10 camels off the truck and gave it to Lavan and Besuel. So the question here is, we have to assume that when it says in this pasuk, that he's making a very big assumption over here, the Ma'atzari, that when it says in the pasuk, Vayomer Aaron, kach lecha, take for you an egel ben bokor lechatos. Now, based upon the, we would not know otherwise, we would assume that Aaron HaKohen has a staff. Who's his staff? I don't know, whoever the staff is, Sheva Levi, his children. And he gives the instructions that this carbon shall now be offered. But he's not the one that's going to go physically retrieve the animal to bring it. If that would be correct, then the translation of the word kach should be translated as udvar. Not the word Sav. Sav has the connotation that Aaron himself physically took the animals with his bare hands. And that appears to be, he's saying to be incorrect. That's at least what he wants to say. So therefore, what's going on in the Yishloimar? So the answer is, Shekavonis Rashi, She, Ho'avoras Bal Chai, Mimokam L'mokam, Al Yidei Dibor, Mitu'eres Mila Devar. It's true. I don't really get
what he's saying. He's saying over here that if you actually are using the animal, then you can say the word have. In other words, what he's trying to say over here is, It's a very fine point. And that is, when it comes to the camels by Eliezer, Eliezer had absolutely no usage from the camels. It was just a matter of a transfer of ownership from his possessions to Rivka and Lavan and Besuel. Whereas here, the purpose of retrieving the animal, although it may be correct that Aaron did not physically retrieve the animal, but the animal was actually offered on the Mizbeach through Aaron. Aaron was involved. Aaron was slaughtering it, was receiving the blood. He was actually doing something physical to the animal. So although it may be true that the retrieval may not necessarily have been done physically by Aaron, but after the animal was retrieved, it was actually offered on the Mizbeach by Aaron. Therefore, Soif Maisa B'machshava Techila, we look at the goal, and the goal was for Aaron himself to be involved, and therefore, indeed, it's correct to say the word, have. Now,
it was the
Chatos? Yes.
Chatos, you have to be, you have to put your hands on it, and then you have to.
Right. So that's what he's trying to say. Is that Aaron did all of these things, and that's why he died. But that's not the point. It says the word kach means retrieve. Did Aaron physically go out to the barn and select an egel?
You know, they had races, I guess.
I saw. They were dragging it. I saw the video. They were literally dragging.
So the Rebbe had to do three. He did two things. They made a little chotzer for him.
Right.
He should be kind of with the chatzai, right? And he also had to drag it to do
right.
The Mashiach.
He was dragging it. He was dragging it. Correct.
But if he could have said, call the animal, and if the animal would have.
Well, the Goyim did most of it. He did very little. The Goyim did the vast majority of. You saw the video. The Goyim, all these Goyim, they were schlepping it, and the animals didn't want to go.
And they had the Goy sign a star.
Well, no, I didn't see the whole thing. The Goy saw the word that it's not, they sell it.
They went up front and they explained it in Yiddish. That he's going to sign that he's getting 5 sheep for the price for the Rebbe, and the Rebbe signed it, and the guy signed it.
Okay. Okay, but that's Reish, I guess. That's a matter of acquisition. All right, the point over here is, it is an interesting point, and the answer he's giving may not be the only answer, but it is an interesting point over here. I mean, why don't we say it literally? What's the kasha? Why don't you go learn that according to the Targum, when Hashem says to Aaron, I want you to physically go down to the barn and physically drag the animal to the Mishkan. Be meichel on your kavod. And the fact that the Targum selects the word sav lecha, not devar lecha, in Achanami, the Targum is coming to teach us over here that in this situation, being that, as Rashi really supplements. Remember, we always work with the premise that every word that Rashi says is a response to the Targum. If that is the case, then we have over here something very important. It says here, kach l'cho egel. So what does Rashi say? Oh, l'hoidia shemechaper lo yakadosh baruch hu al yidei egel ze al maiseh ho egel she'oso. Notice Rashi's words, the precision. Aaron is the one who made the egel. Really? Aaron's not the one who made the egel. The one who made the egel was Klal Yisrael. They basically forced him. They said, if you're not going to let us do, we'll kill you, just like we murdered Chor. Yet, so on the one hand, we find Aaron is, it's not, he's not responsible. But on the other hand, we do find that he is responsible. Okay, there are other, I don't remember offhand every detail, but there are Mamori Chazal that do indicate that Aaron had a part in. I have a problem with this. One second. I have a problem with the outlet. Give me one second. I have a problem with the power here. There's something wrong over here. The power is not working, and the computer's going to go out. One second. Give me one moment, please. Right, so he was involved. So there's no question he was involved to some degree. And Klal Yisrael was also. Klal Yisrael was certainly guilty. So over here, when it says that it's an egel, who is the egel for? So I always understood that the egel was for who? Not for Aaron. The egel is for Klal Yisrael. It's Yom HaShemini. It's the Chanukah San Mishkan. And many of the commentators tell us that the whole Mishkan itself, in essence, was a kapara for the Egel. If that's the case, so when it says Kahal Ha'egel, it's a Klal Yisrael. Rashi says, no, it's not for Klal Yisrael. This particular Egel that's being offered right now is for one person only, for Aaron. Because Aaron is guilty. Aaron has sinned. Aaron, whether he likes it or not, was a participant in the making of the egel. And Aaron therefore needs atonement. And Rashi says it clear as day. Rashi here says, you can't ignore the fact that it says, kach lecha, l'hoidia, shemichaper lo HaKadosh Baruch Hashem is now to forgive Aaron, al yidei egel zeh, al ma'aseh ha'egel she'oso, that he made, not she'osu, that they made, he is guilty. Now, this Rashi, why do Rashi have to say this? You know, Rashi, because Rashi could say a million things. The answer is, he hit the nail on the head. Then I'm sorry. Because there's a, if we work with the premise that everything that Rashi says is based on the Targum said something very explosive. The Targum says, "Vamar la'aron sav loch egel bar tore." What do you mean sav loch? Devar loch. That's not the right word. The correct word is when you are in a position of authority and you give a command, let's get the show on the road. Bring the egel. Bring in the egel now. Bring it in. Bring in the egel. We're going to shech the egel as a kapar for Klal Yisrael. Then the correct term should be like Yabai Eliezer. Eliezer, he gave the command. He gave the command that 10 gemalim should be retrieved. What's going on here? The answer is no. Aaron exactly is not giving the command that the eagle shall be brought. Aaron himself is going down to the trenches to get his hands dirty, to go find an eagle and to schlep it all by himself to the Beis HaMikdash, hard work, in order to go and shecht it and bring it. Why? Because he has to be the only one that is involved in this act. Because this is his doing. It is the eagle was on his gut watch, his responsibility, and therefore Hashem wants every element of the bringing of the eagle should be through the hands of Aaron. So the question that the Ma'at Sori is asking really answers itself. He's bringing out a point that, again, review. We have over here the word kach l'cha eagle ben bokar. The Targum says, what's the word kach? It means sav loch. The Ma'at Sori asks the question elsewhere, where it says the word kach, or vayi kach. The Targum often translates with a different word, udvar. And the difference is, ordinarily, devar means you're not physically taking it. You are giving a command, and through your command, things are happening. Only when you physically do something do we use the word sav. Do we translate the word kach as sav? And here, we're supposed, seemingly, using the wrong translation. So I'm suggesting to you, no, it's not the wrong translation. After you learn Rashi, and Rashi picked up on this as well, and sees that the Targum used the word sav, I want you to physically take the animal. Oh, so now that you're physically, why? Because since Aaron is the one who is guilty in the Maisa Egel, and he needs a personal kapara, that's why it says the word sav. Okay, let's go further. Next.
Wait, justice, excuse me. It says, Kaf, the Mefarshim comment on Rashi, well, the Gemara does anyhow, and the other Mefarshim comment on the Gemara. Why does it say the word in Rashi twice? Et Maisa Egel Asher Oso. Because the Egel, the Chatos, is for Aaron, because a Chatos is for a Maisa. And Aaron was guilty of a Maisa. The Bnei Israel get the Ola because they were guilty of the Machshav.
Uh-huh.
So Rashi is by warning that he only is getting the Kapara for a Maisa, not the Machshav. Bnei Israel were guilty of Machshav.
The Ola he's saying is for Klal Yisrael, and the Egel, and the Egel is for Aaron. With the warning
on the Gemara that mentioned it, that Aaron was guilty, but not, and that's why it says Kaflachar, because by Kaflachar, some of the others, he took it from their hands, so he has to go take the Egel.
Okay.
Kaflachar, you have to take it because you took the gold from them.
Okay.
So therefore, you have to.
Your animal, your responsibility, and every part is going to be yours. Okay.
But only for the Maisa, we know that you're not guilty of Machshav.
Okay, fits. Okay, that fits. Very good. Excellent. Okay, let's go now to the next pasuk. Next pasuk, oh, here's a Makari. Let's go now to the next pasuk. Pasuk Gimel, the El, but now we go to Klal Yisrael. The El Bnei Yisrael, Tzadabele, Merkuchu, Sirizim, Lechatos. They need atonement. And what are they going to be? They're going to be a Seir Izim goat. Okay, Seir Izim, a Seir of goats. See, this is very interesting. It's similar to, we said, an Egel Ben Bakar, which implies there's an Egel from creatures that are not Bakar, whatever they may be. And here we have a Seir. A Seir can seemingly be from a variety of animals. We want the Seir, the male the adult male of the goats. It would appear the word seir means an adult male of the of what family of animals? The goats. Lechatos. This will be the atonement for the Klal Yisrael. The egel, a calf. The chaves, a sheep. B'nei shana. They both must be within 1 year old. Tamimim le'oil. And notice it did not say when it came to the egel ben bakar for the chatos by Aaron, it did not tell us that it needs to be within 1 year. It just said egel ben bakar lechatos. Here it says an egel, v'cheves b'nei shana, within 1 year, timimim le'oila. Okay, let's see over here this, let's see over here Rashi. Is there Rashi on this? Pasuk Gimel? There is no Rashi. Let's go to another Pasuk. Pasuk Dalet. Pasuk Dalet, v'shar v'ayel lish, now we have a shlomim. An axe, an ayel lishlomim, l'zboyach, the sacrifice of Nehashem, u'mincha, bilil of Hashemin, a meal offering ki hayoyim. Now here's a very important Pasuk. Hashem Nira Alechem, Hashem will appear upon you. Okay, let's see. Is there Rashi on this pasuk Dalet? No. Let's go to this pasuk. One pasuk Dalet. Ki Hayom Nira Hashem Nira Alechem. Lahashroi Shchinasa B'Maseh Yedechem. Hashem will rest His presence upon your labor. Lekach therefore Karbonas Halul Banu Chayvul Yemzeh. That's what these Karbonas are going to come as an obligation. These Karbonas. So Rashi seems to be saying over here is that these Karbonas that they're bringing now for the Bnei Yisrael, although it's a chatos, an oila, and a shlomim. So Rashi adds these words, lekach korbonos halalu bo'in choiva leyoyim hazeh. The purpose of the korbonos is to enhance the greeting of Hashem's divine presence. Now, if not for this Rashi, what would we say? We would say these korbonos are just atonement. Klal Yisrael were guilty of the Egel and other sins, and they need atonement. Rashi is making this point that Hashem is going to appear to rest His divine presence, and in order to usher in this momentous occasion, there is a need to bring three types of korbanos. Now let's see the Targum. We'll get some more insight. Targum Pasuk Dalet says Visor. I would say Pasuk Gimel. V'im b'nei Yisrael timalel lememar. With the Jewish people, you shall say as follows. Sabu. Again, the same word. Physically take. Tzefir. Tzefir is a so'ir. Bar izin. From the goat family. Lechatos. V'egal. V'imar. Is an egel. Imar is a sheep.
B'nei shana. By the word by yikachis or egel, it also says the word nesiv in Targum. Over there.
By the same thing.
By the
physically took it. Right, it wasn't just the command. They actually got involved. They got their hands dirty.
A couple of times when it says when it took from his hand, when he took from them, it says in the sieve. So that was why he was guilty of that.
Same exact term. Okay, good. So take this, l'chaz ve'egel ve'ibar v'dei shenot shalmin la'alosa, pasuk dal v'sor, an axe, u'dechar, a sheep, l'nichsas kutshaya. L'nichsas kutshaya means for, now, what are those words coming to translate? The shor v'ayel as a carbon shlamim, the shor v'ayel lishlamin. Okay, so you have a tar, l'nichsas kutshaya. So l'nichsas means a shlamim. Wait, I'm sorry. I made a mistake. That's not so. Lenichsas means to slaughter. Okay. Lenichsas kutshaya as a zevach, a lizboyach. That means lizboyach. Let's see a little bit more. We'll see. Kutshaya ledabocha the mizbeach. That's lizboyach. Kadam Hashem. Uminchasa de pila. A mincha of. A flour, bimshach in oil, arayomadein yikorod Hashem miskalei l'choim. On this day, the honor of Hashem will be revealed upon you. Let's see what this means better. Over here, Pasuk Gimel Bar Izin, he tells us to look elsewhere. Okay, here's a hard word. Here's the part that was bothering me. L'nichsas kutshaya. What do those words mean? Targem l'shlamim. L'shchitas kodoshim. Okay, this is a very explosive targum. This is a very, very important targum. Even though it's nice and short, whenever it says the word a carbon shlamim, what is a carbon shlamim? So Chazal have many elaborate drashas in the Gemara Masechta Zvachim. What is the nature, the meaning of the word a carbon shlamim? It is a carbon which brings peace between us and Hashem. It's unique, very unique, in that the owner of the animal gets to eat from it. The hide of the animal goes to the Kohanim. In addition, the chaze, the shoik. Okay, the chaze, the chest, the thigh, the leg, goes of every carbon shlamim goes to the Kohanim. So in a carbon shlamim, there are a lot of partners. Hashem gets his part. The Kohanim get a very significant part, which they do not get in other karbanos. They don't get what Levi, let's say a carbon Pesach, they don't get anything. A carbon Toida, they do not get anything. A carbon Chagiga, I'm not so sure. I don't think they get like carbon Chagiga. And certainly, but when it comes to Kodesh HaKodashim, they don't get these things. And carbon Oila, they burn the whole thing. Okay, carbon Chatas, they get the whole animal. Okay, it's unique. It's a carbon shlamim. There are many partners. Hashem gets his part, the Kohanim get their part, and the owners get their part. So there are many partners. And we're translating the word shlamim as the word lenichsas. Lenichsas means to slaughter. Kutshaya, the holy matter. How in the world does the word shlamim translate into these two words? This is a real giant leap to go from a peace offering, which is the common translation in all the English chumashim. A peace offering is translated, the Targum, as is the slaughtering of a holy matter. Targum l'shlamim l'shchitas kodoshim av sh'inyan hashchita muska behem shechapasik l'zboyach. The difficulty with that is even compounded with the fact that when the pasuk goes on to say lizboyach lifnei Hashem, so anyway we're going to mention the principle of slaughter. So why is it repeated twice? We have to come back to that. Let's go a little bit further first. Dipila, the word dipila means belula, a mincha mingled with oil. Bil dipila tirgam belila asher belula. Right? And on this day Hashem will appear upon you. Yom adin hamila hayom on this day ba'blosh tamikra. Avshi kusuva behei idea, avol b'chol oifen adayin in mivereres eze yom uperish unklit shakavona hayem hazeh. So he's saying ki bayoim, there's a patach. It means today. The targum is coming to inject into the pasuk that when it says ki bayoim, Hashem yero aleichem, it does not say in the pasuk on which day Hashem will rest His divine presence. All we know is that today is the eighth day of the Miluim. Today is the day when the Mishkan will be erected, and the Mishkan will not be taken apart when the day is over. And Hashem is telling Klal Yisrael, I want you to offer sacrifices, because on this day, Hashem will reveal Himself to the Jewish people. Whoever said that the day that Hashem will reveal Himself is today? For example, we've been learning in the morning, Navi, and we've been learning the principle over and over again, that the Binyan of the Bayis Sheni, when they inaugurated the Bayis Sheni, Hashem's divine presence did not return. It did not reveal itself to Klal Yisrael. And we learned over and over, the goal was, right now, let's just get the show on the road. Let's put things into motion. Get the Mikdash operational. And hopefully, over time, Klal Yisrael, they will get better at doing the Avodah. They will raise themselves up spiritually, and eventually, over time, everything will come into place. Eventually, the Shechina will come into place. It's like people in Shidduchim, they tell a person, you know, you just get married, even though you don't like each other so much. Do you hate each other? A boy and a girl, it's a good Shidduch, the families are compatible, the boy and the girl, they don't have any issues. No, so they're not enamored with each other. No, so they tell people, right or wrong, don't ask me. They tell people, you know, you just get married, everything is good. You don't hate each other. You're compatible. You're pleasant with each other. You get married, And eventually, give yourself some time to develop the relationship, and eventually you will come to a very close relationship. It's the same thing with the Beis HaMikdash. Right now, by the Bayis Sheni, right now, Klal Yisrael, they were not in love with Hashem. And Hashem was not very much happy with Klal Yisrael after all of the sins they have done and after all the intermarriage. Yet, Ezra, Nehemiah, Zerubbabel, they said, let's just get the show on the road. Build the Beis HaMikdash, bring the sacrifices, and eventually Hashem will come to love you, you'll come to love Hashem, and you will restore the sanctity that was present in the time of the Bayis Rishon. That was the plan. If that was the plan then, maybe that was the plan today. Over here, the Pasuk says, here it says, V'shar v'ayel lishlamim, l'zbech l'fnei Hashem, michu l'oshamen, ki hayoim. Because on this day, Hashem niro aleichem. Who says that today, on the eighth day of the Miluim, Hashem is going to love Klal Yisrael with the intensity that we expect? Maybe this is the beginning of a process. Key because Hayoim, on the day. The day. What is the day? I don't know. Do you deserve today? It's not been so much long since you worshipped the Egel. Do you really think that you're deserving that today, that Hashem should love you when it's been a short period of time since you were nichshelim in worshipping the Egel? So the Targum says something very shocking. And it's really, I mean, he's reading into it. Ki hayoy means no, today. Hashem is doing with you such a chesed that even though you really don't deserve it, Hashem is going to show you the most intense love as if you never worshipped the Egel today. You're going to skip all the steps. You're going to skip the steps of developing that relationship. And the Targum goes out of his way to say, B'yom Odein, Sivyal B'nei Yishol Tamal Yomar, Sabu, take with your bare hands the tzafir, the goat, from the family of the Bari Izin, Lechatosa, the Egal, an Egel. And notice it doesn't say here a ben bakar, it just says an egel, the imar sheep, b'nei shana, 1 year old, shalmin la'alasa, as shalmin, see what he says over here, the word t'mimim. He says the word t'mimim means the word shalmin. And then when we want to talk about a carbon shalamin, he doesn't say the word shalmin. He has a new term, v'sarin atz, udechar, a ram, lin, for a karban shlamim. What is a karban shlamim? An animal that you slaughter, l'nichsas kutshaya, a holy slaughtering. Who would ever imagine that the word shlamim means a holy slaughter? That's not what it says in any English translation. In every single English translation, it's going to say a peace offering. Shlomim milashon shalom. Peace. That's not what it says. It says here, a shlomim means a slaughter, a sacrifice of holiness. No mention whatsoever of peace. And then it says, l'dabocha, as a sacrifice, a sacrifice, kadam Hashem, umin chasa meal offering, the pila that has been mingled, bim shach, the pila in Aramaic means an elephant, and here we use the word peel to mean a mixture. Why are animals? Why are elephants called a peel when a peel means to mingle? So this fits perfectly with the Medrash. The Medrash tells us that in the time of the Dor HaFloga, Hashem, he converted, he transformed the people who were building the Migdal of Babel into elephants. Says in the Medrash, they became elephants. When you see an elephant in the zoo, they no longer have elephants in the zoo. Barnum and Bailey's, I think they went out of business. But all the other circuses, it's animal cruelty. They're very concerned about the animals. They're very concerned, much more concerned about the animals than they are about the humans. And it's animal cruelty to have elephants in the circus anymore. But it used to be back in the Friedrich Gedeiris, go to the circus, Chalamoy trip, and they had elephants. It was to see the Nefloi Saboire, and those elephants were the Einikloch of the Dar Hafloga. Those elephants were creatures who were building Migdal Bavel. And what does it say about Migdal Bavel? Bolal Sefasim. Hashem mixed up their languages. Hashem took all of those people and he mixed them all up. The word of the, that's why Bavel. What is Bavel? Bavel means to mix up. Everyone got mixed up. There was a lot of mingling. Okay, I don't know exactly what that means, but that's what the word Bavel means. Migdal Bavel, Hashem mixed them all up. And it's not a coincidence that the Aramaic for the word Bolal means a pila. And although that's the translation of the word mixing, but the word pilas also means, in Aramaic, it means an elephant. And obviously there's some type of relationship between mixing up and elephants. And you see right here in the word over here, Kehomin chasad the pila, b'mshach with oil, aray, and here he is in these words which are out of place, Yoimodain. The Targum says on this very day, he's coming to tell us a tremendous chiddush, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mechila, the Klal Yisrael, was so intense. It's not like the Bayis Sheni, where the common understanding is that it will be a development. The relationship would develop until we're worthy of the Hashoras HaShechina. Here, it was instant. Here, on this very day, Yom HaDin, he adds in, he snuck in, the Targum snuck in this word, Yikarada Hashem, the honor of Hashem, Miskelei L'choin, will be revealed. Now here's another interesting thing, L'choin. Is that what it says in the Pasuk? The Pasuk says, Ki Yichayom Hashem Nira will appear Aleichem, which I would translate as upon you. But that's not what it says. It says over here, Miskelei to you. So let's see what it says over here. He actually addresses this. Yom HaDin, we did that. Yikar da Hashem, the honor of Hashem. Kos of Rambam. Shai sofas hamila yikara. Betargum sheinu mofiya b'loshan amikro. Hu leharchokas hagashmes. We had this many times. Every time that we mention HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yom Hashem nira aleichem. Why does the Targum append, embellish Hashem with the word Yikoroda Hashem? Because the Targum refuses to retranslate a Kadosh Baruch Hu, to give a Kadosh Baruch Hu any physical representation at all. And therefore, whenever it says Hashem in the Pasuk, the Targum will always embellish. Don't think of Kadosh Baruch Hu, you have any appreciation of Kadosh Baruch Hu. We refer to Hashem as the Yikoroda Hashem, the honor of Hashem. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's not possible to possibly have any connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So when we need to come close to Hashem, we use the term the Yikarad Hashem. And by the way, this opens up a massive bayur on the meaning of tefillin. Because tefillin is called Yikar. La Yehudim Hoysa Oira Simcha Sason Vikar. Kain Tialan, what is Yikar? Elu HaTefillin. The word Yikar is Tefillin. What is Tefillin? Honor. What's the honor? Well, it's the closest thing you have to Hashem. Because the Targum, whenever he will attempt to translate Hashem, he will say the Yikarada Hashem. And when we have a physical object called the tefillin, which is called the yikar, ha-yikar elu ha-tefillin, this is the closest thing of the gilui shechina. Hashem appears upon you. Ki ha-yoyim Hashem is nira aleichem. Rashi, the pasuk, Hashem's yikar
is on your head, is upon you. What is that? That's the tefillin. So when we're wearing the tefillin, tefillin de'etzem is an example of the fulfillment of the pasuk of ki Hashem nira aleichem. That's what the tefillin are. Okay, the finish up over here. This is what the Rambam says. Uncle is refers to pasuk kimikor chasek ilu chayikasim kol Hashem nira aleichem. The honor of Hashem will appear upon you. Okay, v'abdam, however. Now, also, he points out in the parentheses, there's a difference between the word Yikara and the Shechina. Okay, that's another topic of discussion. What is the difference between the word Yikara and the word Shechina? He just points out that it's not consistent. Sometimes we have an exception. Al das Ramban, Mash, Maisav, Unculus, Hamili, Yikarola, O Shechina, who defeat Dvarm, Yiduim, Bekabol, it's not our point. Miskele Hashem is going to reveal Nira Targum Belashon Hoyveh. Okay, he's going into his favorite topic of the present and the past. Shall Uncle is Nira Lashon Avar. Okay, Vloy Tigim. I'm not going to go into that because that's not what we want to do over here. Shalosh and the Kevin Bo. Okay, that's it. Let's leave that out. So that's the bottom line. So we learned over here at least a few little chidushim today. We did learn over here a few little chidushim. We did discuss, to recap, we discussed the significance of what this that it says. This that it says. Kachlecha, Aaron is physically dealing with the animal, and so is Bnei Yisrael. And we also learned about the word shalomim, a fascinating translation of the word shalomim. It is a slaughtering of holiness. There's no mention of peace, as everyone else says. And even though the word lizbech is repeated a second time, we didn't address that. Belula means a peel, an elephant, mixture. Bolal, bovel, bovel, the pasuk says was a it's a big mixture. Everyone ends up in bovel. Bovel is the lowest land of the world. Water sinks there. Everything there gets mixed. There must be something about an elephant that has in it a mixture. I don't know what it's, I have no idea, but you can't say otherwise. There are too many midrashim that are converging together. And then we learned about this incredible idea, ki hayoyim targum, he is the word hayoyim, today. Today. Hashem nira, the honor of Hashem, is going to appear, and that relates to the tefillin. Okay, now if we go back to this Rashi over here, ki hayoyim Hashem nira aleichem, lahashroi shchinase v'masa yedechem, l'kach l'kach karbonas lo l'bam choyva l'yoyim zeh. Now, we have to understand Rashi. Why is Rashi making this comment? That has to be that Rashi saw the Targum, and Rashi saw that the Targum translated the word Hayoyim to mean today, not 10 years from now, not 100 years from now, but today. And Rashi was bothered. What's today? Mayoyim miyoyimayim. And Rashi seems to address that by telling us, Bema'asei yedeichem would appear to mean the Mishkan, your labor, the labor of building the Mishkan, which you completed. It's something which, I guess, is something which is current. All right, there must be more. It's not satisfactory what I just said, but we'll leave it with that. Okay, so we'll stop over here. Thank you for coming, Rabbi Stein. Thank you very much.
Can I elucidate one thing?
Yes, please.
While they're commenting on the word lachol, normally, if you take a look later on in the parish and all other places, the word aleichem, ki hayom nira Hashem aleichem, normally it says aleichom. Why it says lechol, it gives it the singular as opposed to the group, is that Aaron, it says in Mefarshim, he's telling you here that Aaron was embarrassed that he should be the one, after since he made the Egel, he was embarrassed to do it. And Moshe is trying to tell him that for 7 days he brought the, you know, he did the Avodah for the first 7 days, but the Shechina didn't come down to rest in honor of Moshe, but when he Aaron did it, Nira Hayom Nira Hashem Aleichem, because you did it in your honor. That's just to show you, don't feel so small, because in your honor the Shechina did come. Ki Hayom Nira Hashem Aleichem, not to me, it didn't happen for me. This is Gemara Yuma.
Okay.
It, you know, it's in your honor, not mine. I did it for 7 days and nothing happened. How come? because it's for you. So if you look further in the parsha, Aleichem, which it says a couple of other times, it says Aleichom. But now it's singular to Aaron himself alone.
In contrast to Moshe, I was not worthy, but you were worthy. All right, very good.
Yes, exactly. That's the Gemara in Yuma.
Excellent. Excellent. Okay, Rabbi Yisrael, have a wonderful night. Thank you very much.
Go ahead.
Zayin.
How are you doing?
Heshi, you here?
Yeah, he's there.